Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
Now, I've heard Brother Copeland say, you are where you're at because of words that you have, remember him saying that? And choices. Come on now. You are where you're at, blessings or cursings, because of choices you made as well. We can say that too. So, everybody would choose blessings. Now let's look at, here's the scripture he gave me. He gave me three scriptures, and we may hit more, but this is the three that he showed me. Deuteronomy 30, and I really like it in the New Living Translation. Now, if you would, look at it with me in the New Living Translation. We have it on the screen. And this is God, and he creates man with this purpose. And then he gives him choices. He says, today, I have given you the what? Come on, everybody. Don't be that guy on the back of the bus, choice. Today, I've given you the
choice
between life and death. Now, how many have chose life? Good choice. Don't ever tell me you're not a good chooser, because that was the greatest choice you've ever made. Amen. You had a choice to make. Jesus, he sent him, and we thank God for the choice. Aren't you glad that you had that choice to make him your Savior? And you're in covenant with him, and your name is in the book? Aren't you glad for that choice? A lot of benefits. And the blood. Good choice. There's some that still have not made that choice. But when he created man, choose. Right? See, even at that time, angels chose and had the power to choose. Remember, God didn't create Satan. He created Lucifer, and Lucifer chose. And then there were some angels that chose to go with him and angels that chose not to go with him. The power of choice. You've heard this through motivational speakers or your pastor or whoever, and it's true, the power of choice. But hopefully you'll see it in a different way today. Or tonight, choose life and not death. Thank you for that choice. Here we go. Now, here's another choice he gives us between blessings and cursings. Life and death do not go hand in hand with blessings and cursings. They're separate. They're separate choices. Because if that was right or correct, then everybody who chose life and Jesus would be living every day of their life in the blessings. Is that happening? Okay. Now, do you see what the Lord wants? He wants his people blessed. But whose choice is it? The power of choice. I'll never forget when I preached in New York City. And they gave me that, it was either the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times. And it was because they knew the guy, and it was two brothers. One lived in a cardboard box, alcoholic, drunk, dying right before everybody's eyes. And his brother was a multi-millionaire CEO, his very brother. And so they had a front page article on these two. And I don't know why. I didn't read all into it, why they wouldn't help, he wouldn't, or whatever. But both brothers didn't know what was asked, and they were both asked the same questions, and they didn't know the reply of the other brother. So they interviewed the one who ended up in this situation. I don't know where you're at, but he ended up in this situation. And they said, how did you get to where you're at? I mean, they're thinking this is the lowest it can get. Homeless, dying, begging. He said, I'll tell you why. Because of my no good father, who was an alcoholic, and he abused my my mother and me and my brother, and went on and on and on. Well, they eventually got to the other brother who was a multi. How did you get to where you're at so successful? He said, I'll tell you why. Because of my no good father, who was an alcoholic, and he abused my mother and my brother and I. Exact same answers. They both were dealt a bad hand, but they made different choices. Now, I don't know where you're at, but I know where you can be headed. I know where you can be on your way to. And the Lord said to you tonight, you can step out of this building the rest of your life living in the blessings. I created you to be a blessing, not just receive and reap, but to sow and speak blessings. The moment you stop speaking, the moment you're persecuted and you lash out, you have just made a choice. Oh, see, you don't even think that was a choice. You just had to speak your mind. Oh, come on, somebody. And there's a lot of bitter Christians. Mad, come to church. Why they're not blessed. Huh. The Lord told me, he said, how do you... You know when Brother Hagin would say, anyway, he said, and this is coming from a traveling minister, and I love the pastors, and if I've been to your church, I love you, and I'm not talking about you. He said, they are blocking their own blessings because of political issues. I never told them to curse a party or a person. But every time they've done it, it has blocked their blessings. And they have chose their own path. Not my path. Because I created them to speak only blessings. Whew. The anointing is strong right now up here. Are y'all excited? I mean, you should really get excited. This year has been the most blessed year. I have never lived in the blessings like this year before. I have absolutely tasted it and seen it. My wife and I, and sure, it's not easy, and sure, we've made mistakes and slipped out and given the place to the devil here and there. But man, we got right back on it and changed our choice. It's a powerful thing. Amen. Now, let's get to the really good part on this. Today I've given you, no, go back. Wait until I click, whoever is in the back there. I got an invisible clicker. Today I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and cursings. Now I call on, click. Watch this. Now, this is God speaking. He just talked to man about two choices, and he meant this forever. Now I call on all of heaven and earth to... Whoo! Isn't there a thing called the great cloud of... I call on all of heaven, and I'm going to have them all around you and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, come on, body. Body. He's the head. You're the body. You're where you're at because of choices you've made, but you can make the right choice tonight. You can train yourself to live this way. Don't tell me you can't do it. My mama did it. She trained. It wasn't easy, but she did it, and it affected us. Amen. And it's affected you too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Mom, for being a good chooser. She's a champion chooser. And I'm working on it. Praise the Lord. And I call on all of heaven and earth to witness these choices you make. I think of Dad and the great cloud of witnesses, witnessing choices I make spiritually. Come on, Chip, make the right choice. And I think of my neighbors and my coworkers who are witnessing and don't even realize it. I think of the guy in traffic who tells me I'm number one in another way. But you know what he is? But you know what he is? He's a witness. To what? God's body. The body of Christ. Amen. Don't you think he knew there'd be persecutions? Amen. Are you guys okay? All right. And so, it's a choice. Blessings and curses have been a choice. Now, we're going to get... I remember Brother Copeland preaching this, and it just... this is one of the things that was a defining moment in my life. And I've written it down, and I've got it in a lot of my... And I preach on it, and probably don't give him credit, but I am today because they'll go tell on me. I'm teasing. But he said, faith is the connector between God and the blessings, and fear is the connector between Satan and the curses. So you're going to be connected to one or the other, right? Faith and fear. And so I was thinking about that, and it's your choice to which one you're connected to. And then I saw this verse in the Bible. A faithful man shall abound. Everybody say abound. What do you think of when you hear abound? Do you think of barely getting by? Do you think of win a few, lose a few? Have a good year, down year, good year, down year. No, but there are a lot of Christians that are living that way. And the Bible says a faithful man shall abound. You want to talk about champion? Shall abound with... Now the Lord said to me, Chip, when you see blessings and cursings, I want you, every time you see it together in the Bible, when you study this out, I always want you to think to yourself, choice. Because the very first time I told man, I told him to choose. So I want you to think to yourself, choice. Does everybody understand what I'm talking about? I need your heads every once in a while to do this. Not your hands, your heads. Just, all right. Now, so a faithful man shall abound with blessings. So how many truly blessed people do you know? Because the mark of a faithful man, the mark of a faithful man according to the Bible is someone who abounds, but there's a lot of people who call themselves faithful. Now, if you're not abounding like you would like to be abounding in blessings, don't accuse the word of not being true. Check up on your faithfulness. Because the Bible says a faithful man. Why? Because he has chosen to be faithful. He will abound with blessings. The Lord showed me two charts, and this is a whole different sermon, but I'm just going to throw them in real quick here. I was preaching on enduring. The Lord says they got to learn how to endure. Jesus endured. Aren't you glad he did? I saw one definition that says to continue without sinking to pressure. When pressure comes, you don't sink. Who? The endurer. And then he showed me two verses, Romans 5:3 and James, and it says when you endure, you mature. You got to see it like a champion sees it. When you endure, you mature.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.